Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Come on, good morning, Shiloh and friends. For all of you who are visiting with us and all of you who are in the sanctuary, even at home, won't you stand for the call to worship? We are so glad that you have chosen to worship with us this morning. We praise God for your presence. We thank God, and we've come to make a joyful noise. Let me hear the noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We've come into his gates with thanksgiving. Let me hear your thanksgiving, your praise. We're thankful unto him and we bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Bow with me if you will as we ask God's blessing. Father God, you have thought it in your wisdom to bring us all here together. We praise you, Lord God, that this is a special Sunday. For many of those in many places, especially in HBCUs, we've come together, Greek organizations, nine of them, and all from all parts of the country have come, and from all parts of the world. You're worshiping with us today. This is our Sunday to come together as one sisterhood, as one brotherhood. And we stand on the promise of God. That is, we come together united in love, that you, Lord God, will bless us. We are the hands and feet of our God. No matter what organization in which we serve with a social action. We serve in public service. We serve helping our communities. We serve in scholarship. Whatever it is we do it as unto the Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Bless now this worship. Bless now all who are here, all those who are listening, all those online, so that we might give you praise for who we are. Give you praise for our organizations and how they are moving forward. Give you praise, Lord God, and exalt you this day. This is our prayer and this is our praise. Let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Remain standing as we continue in worship.
Hey, anybody came to lift up the Lord on today? Come on, I said anybody came to lift up the Lord on today? Hallelujah. Come on, just put your hands on it like this. I will lift up your name. Say, I will lift up your name. Great Jehovah, you wonderful. I will lift up your name. I will call on your name. I will call on your name. Great Jehovah, you are wonderful. I will say, I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. Say, great Jehovah, you are wonderful. I will say, I will call on your name. Yes, I will call on your name. Great Jehovah, you are wonderful. I will live. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. Come on, say, I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know. Let me say, I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. His name. Say, I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. Say, great Jehovah, you are wonderful. I will lift up your name. Say, I will call on your name. Yes, I will call on your name. Great Jehovah, you are wonderful. I will call. Great Jehovah, ruler of everything. Say, our Redeemer, you are the Most High King. Come on, say, great.
Great Jehovah,
ruler. Great Jehovah, ruler of everything. Say, our Redeemer, you are the Most High King. Say, Lord, you reign. Come on, say it. Say, Lord, you reign. Say it again. Say, I will lift up your name.
Higher.
Yes, I will lift up your name.
Higher.
Say, great Jehovah, you are wonderful. 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 Say, great
Jehovah, you are wonderful.
I will lift.
I will lift up your name.
Lift him higher.
Testament of how great our God is. Let's not get it twisted. We are not here of our own will. It's because the Father woke us up this morning. And there are many that did not make it through the night. But I am so grateful that in my life, I give Him all of the glory. I give Him all of the praise. Hallelujah. We come to bless Him right where you are. More importantly, God desires your heart to be lifted towards Him. But if you would, in the sanctuary, just lift your hands all over the building as we surrender our lives to Him. Say, in my life, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, be glorified. Be glorified. Come on, everybody, say. And I need to see. to give you all the glory, to give you all the praise. Somebody say, lift your voice and say, thank you. Somebody tell them thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, give them glory. Say in my lifted high, oh, be lifted high in my life. Be glorified, be glorified. Come on, everybody, say in my life.
Celebration of Black Excellence, continuing on Sunday, February 20th, with our HBCU Sunday and College Fair. All are welcome. Please register your students now. For more information, please contact Minister Brian Johnson at djohnson@shilohplainfield.org. Followed by our Generations Celebration on Sunday, February 27th. We ask that you participate by wearing the color according to your generation. All information will be posted on the church website and our social media. We hope you'll join us for a celebration of generations and everything they have contributed.
Good morning, Shiloh Baptist Church family and friends. It's me, Minister B, your favorite youth minister, and I have a very brief instruction for you. That instruction is, young people, bring your pictures. Bring your pictures to the church office. Bring your pictures to Minister B, because we have a prayer wall specially for you. We want to make sure we're lifting you guys up in prayer, praying over your lives, praying over the ministry that's in you, and praying over all the great things that we know God is going to do in your life. So turn to your left, turn to your right, say, bring your pictures.
Join us every Tuesday for Bible study on Zoom and stream through our website, beginning at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Charlotte Banks, followed by Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. with Pastor Brown. All information will be posted on the church website. Calling all middle school and high schoolers, join us for Friday Night Favor on Friday, February 18th at 7 p.m. with Minister Brian Johnson. For more information, please contact him at bjohnson@shilohplainfield.org. Shiloh members, please join us for an end-of-year church conference on Sunday, February 27th, immediately following the worship service. Join us every Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. for our prayer conference call. Please call 757-841-1415, access code 673-4192. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to contribute tithes and offerings to Shiloh. Giving can be done through mail, through Zelle, by texting the word GIVE to 908-293-7376, giving online, using Givelify, PayPal, or Cash App using the hashtag Shiloh Plainfield. Celebrate the historic pastoral installation of Reverend Dr. Daniel L. Brown as the 10th pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church from March 3rd through the 6th, beginning on Thursday at 7 p.m. with Reverend Dr. John R. Fazen Sr.
I said God's presence is active in our lives and in our cities and in our society and in our culture, not so we can wait for God to do everything. But his presence is there and active and moving and living and vibrant so we can partner with God.
Friday at 7 p.m. with Dr. Gina Marcia Stewart.
You see, there are some things that you defeat with the help of God. And then there are some things that you outlast with the help of God. I stopped by this morning to tell you that that's my prayer for some of you today, that God would give you the power to outlast your opposition.
Saturday at 10 a.m. for the official service of installation with Bishop Donald Hilliard Jr.
I believe the Bible in how my story ends. I'm not going to end like I feel I'm going to end. I'm going to end with victory. I'm going to end strong. I'm going to end in power. I'm going to end blessed. I'm going to end the overcomer. I'm going to end being the head and not the tail. You got to declare it over yourself.
And on Sunday at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale.
Elected or saying to somebody, I'm elect of God. Hallelujah. That's a shouting statement right there. I am the elect of God.
Today is the last day to purchase tickets for the installation reception. Please visit shilohplainfield.org/installation or stop by the church lobby after service. We can't wait to celebrate this joyous occasion with you. That's all for now, Shiloh. Enjoy the worship service.
Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Let me invite you one more time. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Come on, Shiloh and friends, will you just lift your hands toward heaven and give God praise if you're glad that you've made it another day to the house of the Lord, another day's journey. Just give God some praise in this house. If you are joining us in person or those of you that are worshiping with us online, I want to welcome you to the Shiloh Baptist Church. If you're just glad to be here, come on, put your hands together one more time. Look at somebody next to you and don't touch them or anything, but just wink at them. I would say smile. I would say smile, but they can't see you smile because we're masked over here. So just look at somebody next to you and wink. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We are excited about another day to worship, another day to spend in the presence of God, another day with you. We're not just glad that God is in the house, but guess what? We're glad that you're here too. Come on and celebrate the person that is seated to your right and your left, in front of you and behind you, those in the balcony. We are grateful for God's people being in the house today. I was especially glad to look up and see Sister Lisa Lovell in the house. Good to see you. We received the message from her because Shiloh is an amazing church, and we are a church that does a really good job at taking care of one another and being mindful of one another. And the Lord has healed Sister Lisa, and guess what? She's in church today. And so that is something for us to celebrate. If you didn't come already with your own stuff to celebrate, let's just celebrate that Sister Lisa is in church today. We also are grateful for messages that we've received of thanks from Trustee Pat Fields. And I want to personally thank her for her leadership of our Black Business Expo. That was an amazing success last week. And she sent a thank you for everyone who has partnered and who supported her in that effort. We also received a thank you note from the Cox family, because guess what? I'll say it again. Shiloh is really great at being the church. How many of you know you just need some people sometimes that'll get with you in good times and in bad? And that's the kind of church that we are. So Shiloh, I celebrate you for just being absolutely amazing. And I'm proud to be your pastor. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if all of our visitors would please stand. If you're visiting with us, our ushers are going to bring you a card. So if you would stand and just remain standing. If you're visiting with us, give us some celebratory visitor music. You're visiting with us. Our ushers are coming to you right now. They have a card that we just simply ask that you would fill that card out. And when we march for the offering in a few moments, you can drop it right in the offering basket with your offering. We won't stalk you, maybe a little, but not too much. But we want to just stay in touch with you and keep you abreast. Hey, Sora Joy. Keep you abreast of all of the wonderful things that are happening in the life of Shiloh. And it goes both ways, because we want you to let us know about all of the amazing things that are happening in your life, too. Did everybody get their cards? Not yet. Ushers, we need you to come up here. Come on, bring what you have. Bring what you have. Bring what you have. Amen. That's good. Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together for our visitors. You may be seated. We don't want you to stay too long. We'll make sure we get some more cards to you. And those of you that are with us online, it's roll call time. So write in the comments. Let us know where you are worshiping with us from. Let us know who you are and that you are out there. We are elated for those in the sanctuary and those online that you have joined us for worship today. And this is our prayer, and this is what we know to be true, is that a few moments at Shiloh will change your life for the better forever. Do I have a witness in the house? Make some noise. Amen. And now all of our children ages 6 to 13, all of our kids, Minister B, where's Minister B? Here's our youth minister. Give it up for Minister B, our youth minister. And Shiloh has a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful youth ministry. So all of our kids today, every second Sunday, we have children's church. And so I'd like all of our kids, 6 to 13, come on up. Minister B is going to take you over to children's church. But tomorrow is Valentine's Day. How many of y'all know that? Some of y'all were struggling to get here today because you got plans tomorrow. You were trying to get ready. But that was a joke. Laugh. It's okay. You can laugh. But today we wanted to make sure that all of our kids got a Valentine. We believe that some things happen at the church first. And so if nobody's son and nobody's daughter brings you a Valentine ever, your church gave you one. And you know that you are loved and that you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. So come on, babies. Come on up. Come get your Valentine, and then y'all will go out with Minister Brian and parents. You will have to physically go to retrieve your children. We will not just release them at the end, but you can get them in the chapel area, and they are in good hands with Minister Brian. Can we celebrate our children? Can we celebrate our children? And again, we're so grateful that you are all here, and just reiterate that today is the last day to purchase your tickets for the reception. Now, all of the services, there is no fee for the services, for the pastoral installation. We hope that you will join us for the entire time. And then today is the last day for you to purchase your journal ads as well as your reception tickets. And so I hope that you will join us for this historic occasion. vision in the life of Shiloh? Well, it is giving time at the Shiloh Baptist Church. And if you are excited about giving, can you celebrate God? Can you celebrate giving? Because everything that we have comes from God. Here at Shiloh, we declare that we are a 100% tithing church, that we tithe 10% of all of our increase 100% of the time. Scripture says, will a man rob God? And the answer is yes, they rob him in tithes and offerings. But we are not robbers. Look at your neighbor and say, not me. I'm not robbing God, because everything that God is trying to get to me, Brother Victor, I'm so glad to see Victor Ramirez in the house. Shiloh, you don't know, but Brother Victor has been my personal security since I was like 10. And so he is in here today. I said, I'm surprised that he's sitting over there and didn't contain himself and come stand over here and look mean so nobody comes near me. But he's been chasing me around and saying, Pastor, be mindful of your surroundings for a long time. And so y'all put your hands together for Brother Victor. I'm so happy to see you today, and all of the visitors. I'm just so happy anytime somebody stops by Shiloh, because none of us really have to, right? But because we do, we should be grateful. That's called hospitality. And so we don't rob God, but we give in our tithes and our offerings. And so I want to ask that you would partner with me in honoring God. Here at the Shiloh Baptist Church, we are people of integrity, and our reach is immense. When you invest here, when you sow your seed here, when you honor God in this branch of Zion, understand that your investment will go to places that you never will. Your investment will reach lives that you may never meet and may never shake hands with. But we are indeed doing the work of making the world a better place from right here at 515 West 4th Street in Plainfield, New Jersey. Come on and let's celebrate that. Would you stand all over the building? Would you stand with your gifts in your hand? If you need an envelope, just raise your hand. Our ushers will serve you. They will get an envelope to you. Ushers, we have some hands raised in this center section. And so let's make sure that we get envelopes to our guests. And just stretch your gift toward heaven. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you so much for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that all that we have comes from you. We thank you, God, that you have given to us freely, and so we give back to you freely. I pray that you would bless every tither, and that you would make your word come alive in their lives, that you'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon them that they won't have room enough to receive. And then, God, for every seed sower, I pray that you would indeed make your word come alive for them too, that as long as the earth remains, that seed time and harvest would not end, that as long as they are sowing seed, that God, you are giving back to them a harvest of peace, of joy, of healing, of all good things. We thank you, God, that you desire for us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls do prosper. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' holy and matchless name. Let all God's people say amen, amen, amen. Come on, choir, give us some good marching music, and you're now under the direction of our ushers.
We give you God glory, we give him honor. Come on. We already know how many blessed people we have in the house today. How many blessed people do we have in the house today? You can help us sing this. Listen.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed.
We're blessed in the city.
We're blessed.
We're blessed.
We're blessed.
We're blessed when we come, when we go.
We cast down every stronghold.
For the devil is defeated.
Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed, we're blessed,
we're blessed,
we're blessed in the field.
We're blessed in the field.
We're blessed when we come.
We're blessed when we come, when we go.
We
cast down every stronghold, sickness and poverty.
gonna work in your favor. Oh, somebody
late in the midnight hour.
If you know that in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around and work in your favor. Just by faith. I don't know what's going on with that there. Just by faith. Is it okay when we say turn it around, that we just turn our whole bodies around and just believe God that he's going to work it out for us? I don't understand what that noise is, but the devil is a liar. Here we go, here we go. Let's go here. Come on, listen. Oh,
late. Late in the midnight hour.
Come on.
God's gonna turn it around.
And around.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around.
put your hands together and give God praise for late in the midnight hour turnaround. Praise him for late in the midnight hour turnaround. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's working when you don't see him. He's shifting things when you don't feel it. And you think it's too little, too late, and God says, I'm right on time. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Every now and then, we just need to be reminded that late in the midnight hour, every now and then, we need to know that healing might come in the midnight hour. Every now and then, we need to be reminded that provision may show up in the midnight hour. Look at somebody and say, it's too early to quit. It's not late enough yet. My, 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 my. My, my God. It's too early. Don't you quit yet. It's too early. Don't you quit yet. It's too early. Celebrate a God who shows up. Celebrate a God you can believe in. Celebrate a God who will never leave you nor forsake you. A God who intends for your good all the time. Yeah. Come on, online worshipers. Worship him right where you are, in your living room, in your kitchen. Type thank you, Jesus, in those comments. Because we serve a God who will show up late in the midnight hour. A God who won't leave us to our own devices. Who won't leave us as victims of our circumstance. Who would not serve a God like this? My God. Thank you, Jesus. Who would not serve a God like this? I don't know. I don't know who wouldn't, but I bet you this, Sorlinda. I am. I'm a servant. I don't. How about you? Do I have any people in the house that'll say, I don't know who won't, but as for me and my house, we will. Our God is so good. and worship, it's hard to just move on when your band is as amazing as the Shiloh Baptist Church Music Department is. And then I looked up and Aaron Brown was on those keys. What? I said, where did you come from? How'd you get up here? But we're glad to have you today as well. At this time, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity have a presentation, and so we're going to welcome them. And then they'll be followed by Brother Roger Wingate, who is a representative, the vice president of the Pan-Hellenic Council. And they'll come in that order. Please receive them by putting your hands together and welcoming them to the Shiloh Baptist Church.
Good morning. Good morning. We can do a little better than that. Good morning. Good morning. First of all, I do give honor to God, who is the head of my life, to Pastor Brown, and to the Shiloh Baptist Church family. Can I ask all the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated to stand Chi Sigma Chapter? I'm not going to put our chair on the spot, but he was just sneaking in with his finger up. Everybody know that routine, right? Thank you. But that's it, Pastor Brown. That's it. So, Pastor Brown, first of all, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, along with the Divine Nine, first of all, I would like to say thank you for opening up your doors and to having this great service today. We're having a mighty good time in the name of Jesus. We're having a good time. We didn't come for no shape, no form, or no fashion. But we come to uplift the name of Jesus, because the Divine Nine, as well as Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, love Jesus. And Phi Beta Sigma, not that we're trying to show out, and not we know we the best, but we don't like to come empty-handed when we come places. So on behalf of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Chi Sigma Chapter, our Social Action Committee, we would like to present to the church a small token of love that you may use for the church or use for your scholarship ministry. Again, we say thank you.
My name is Adrienne Jackson. I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I am currently the treasurer for the National Pan-Hellenic Council of Central Jersey. And again, I would like to, as well as the Sigmas, say thank you so much for opening your church to the D9. And if everybody in the D9 would stand, please, so that we can acknowledge you. And for those who are not familiar with the D9, it is made up of the 9 Black Greek letter organizations, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, and Iota Phi Theta Fraternity Incorporated. And as a representative for this PanHel for Central Jersey, we our service area is Union, Somerset County, Middlesex County, and I know there's a couple others, so I apologize. Was not really prepared for this today. But again, I want to say thank you on behalf of all the D9 organizations, as well as the National Pan-Hellenic Council of Central Jersey, for inviting us. Amen.
Hey! and seeing right now are the sights and sounds of different brothers and sisters stepping together to show spirit and pride in their Black Greek Letter organization. But stepping and strolling are only a small part of what these Black Greek Letter organizations do. Not only do they have fun and influence college student life, but they also impact Black culture and history in ways that go beyond the classroom. Alpha Phi Alpha, Alpha, Kappa Alpha Psi, Omega Psi Phi, Delta Sigma Theta, Phi Beta Sigma, Zeta Phi Beta, Sigma Gamma Rho, and Iota Phi Theta. These nine organizations, collectively known as the Divine Nine, or MPHC, have been pushing for social change, exemplifying scholarship, and serving their communities for over 100 years.
Black history is the MPHC, and I would say MPHC is Black history. The MPHC, in particular, we epitomize like what Black History Month is all about. So that's the celebration of Black culture. So that's whether it's stepping or strolling or any type of historical significance of all our different organizations, all of those things celebrate Black history.
We need to talk about why these organizations were founded. And they were founded during a time when Blacks did not have the rights and privileges that others had. And so they were founded to make social change. And so to me, it gives me a chance to be proud of who I am as a Black woman, to be a part of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
MPHC helps shape confidence and leadership skills among the Black community.
I came to college, had a very rough start, and through that rough start, a lot of people that were my mentors and that really carried me through that time and helped me see another side. We're all members of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. I became a member of Alpha Alpha spring of 2017.
Now, the organizations may differ in their motto, symbols, or even personas, but what remains the same throughout the Divine Nine is that membership is a lifetime commitment.
Being in the MPHC and also being an Alpha is about setting an example for the next generation.
We've had members that, you know, we celebrate 60, 70 years in the fraternity. My dad joined in 1951.
I don't have any biological sisters, so now I have over 350,000 sisters. So no matter where I go in the world, I'm sure I've run into a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And it also helps me, gives me a chance to reach back to those who are coming up behind me to mentor them, to help them.
You've made a commitment, and I think that's the family commitment that we're talking about.
And while the members are committed to one another through bonds of sister and brotherhood, the foundation and legacy of the Divine Nine is the members' pledge to public service, which stands the test of time.
We are at the front lines trying to make a change. And so we're still trying to make positive change in our communities, doing food drives, helping out those that are less fortunate.
I think that's the thing that I appreciate the most about MPHC now, is that we are still doing the work during quote-unquote unprecedented times. My organization, Alpha Phi Alpha, Alpha Z Lambda Chapter recently had an event where we had ours, was typically a scholarship breakfast. That's typically in person, but of course with COVID, we had it virtually. And because it was virtual, we were able to touch different people from across the country. That doesn't happen with like a mindset that's not a growth mindset. And that's not only my organization, but we're still going in and we're still doing the work.
Whether you've read about them in history books or witnessed them breaking barriers through the media or simply conversing with them in your own backyard, Divine Nine members are here and they're making history.
I love my DST. I am such a proud member of my organization, and I know everyone who is a member of MPHC are proud members. We are organizations who thrive on sisterhood and brotherhood. And so we are better people because of the values of our organization.
We all are similar, but we have our own, you know, standards that we like to excel in and exemplify. It's better to meet those when you have, you know, support and everything for those people.
Kamala Harris's membership in her sorority was a significant factor, or a very good significant factor, in her being elected So it's good to see a Divine Nine organization of any sort to get the positive recognition that it's deserved. It's a good feeling to see Black history in a great positive light, or Black people, Black culture, all in a positive light.
Good morning, Shiloh family and friends, especially my D9 frat and sorors. Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church, the Shiloh Experience. And on behalf of our pastor, the Reverend Danielle L. Brown, as she would say, let's get it on. All right, we're going to have a roll call. We're going to call out all the frats and sororities, and you do your thing, say your call, and have a good time doing it.
All right, let's hear from you. First, we have the brothers of A5A. Would you please stand up, be recognized? Let us hear from you. y'all don't know, it only takes one. It only takes one. Okay. It's the order that is presented to me.
Huh?
Okay.
Next, we have the sophisticated ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Stand up, sorors, and do your thing. Skee-wee!
Marta, you know I wouldn't have done it like that. All right. With the smooth brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi, please stand up and recognize yourselves. Let me hear from you. Let us hear from you. Eight men thoroughly immersed in the true spirit of Omega are far greater assets than 80. With lukewarm enthusiasm, do thy duty that is best. Leave unto the Lord the rest. with the brothers of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, please stand up and salute this body.
All right now, can we have the devastating, dynamic divas of DST? Ooh!
Where them smooth stepping bras at? Them brothers of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, would you please stand up and let us hear from you? I hear you. Sigma Gamma Rho, where you at? Members of the, what? Oh, no. That was a test. Nah, you gotta stimulate folks sometimes. You thought I was gonna miss the sensual ladies of Zeta Phi Beta. Stand up and let me hear from you. Yes. All right, sisters. Now, see, I had to give them an opportunity to get in the building. Sigma Gamma Rho, where you at? All right, give them a hand. You saw them on the video. And I know, last but not least, we have the brothers of Iota Phi Theta represented in the house. Let me hear from you. All right, I told you it only takes one.
We thank all of the D9 for coming out and worshiping with us today. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
You know what, 1 second, Vincent. Just so everybody know, we have vendors in the Cultural Arts Center. So immediately after service, please go in and support our vendors. Thank you.
We got a different worship on this morning. Is it okay if we go a little different way this morning? A different worship this morning from the praise team, from the singers. You know, because normally we go into worship and we lift our hands and we be David, you know. But we have something we want to just have. Can we have a little church the way that he reigns forever? He reigns forever and forevermore. And we want to declare that one today. We want to declare it. And we want to give God glory the way we want. Is that okay? I'm going to need y'all to put your hands together a little bit with me. I need a little bit tracking his monitors, a little bit more right here. Just a little bit more tracking the monitors. Just a little bit. Is that okay? That sounds good. Put your hands together like this. One. Your hands together. He said he reigns forever. All hail to the King. Come on, choir, help me sing it.
All hail
the King of glory.
The King of glory.
Say all hail.
All hail
the great I am.
The great I am.
Oh!
lives forevermore. He reigns forevermore. Come on, Brian. Forevermore.
If you know that God reigns and that God reigns forever, can you just stretch your hands toward heaven and say, God, I thank you that you reign over my life. God, I thank you that you reign over every detail of my life. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed. We thank you, Lord God, for the person who is seated to our right and our left, in front of us and behind us. We thank you, Lord God, for the saints that have gathered online to worship with us in this moment. And now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, will you stand up in me to the end, that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast may land, that your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered, and leave here excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down. And not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who was, the one who is, the one who always will be, and his name is Jesus. He is the Christ. And we pray this prayer in that name, and that all God's people say amen, amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. They sang that song. They sang that song. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of Jeremiah there in the Old Testament, the second chapter. And I want to draw your attention to verses 4 through 13. Jeremiah, the second chapter, verses 4 through 13. Again, I want to thank Minister Morris Lucky, Trustee Tanya McNeil, and Trustee Marla Ham Chakotay for their leadership and pulling together our Divine Nine Sunday. Have you enjoyed your worship here at Shiloh so far? Come on, celebrate our team that has put all of this together today and all of God's people. The word of the Lord reads this way, Jeremiah, the fourth chapter, 4 through 13. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters? Neither did they say, where is the Lord? He brought us up out of the land of Egypt to lead us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed through and where no one dwelled. I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Therefore, I will bring charges against you, says the Lord. And against your children's children, I will bring charges. For pass beyond the coasts of Cyprus and see. Send to Gadar and consider diligently and see if there has been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods? But my people have changed their glory for what does not profit. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The year was 2002. I was fresh out of college. I look like I graduated last year, but I had a degree, a salary. Dawn, I had an apartment. In the mind of a woman child who just a few months prior survived 4 years of living off of roughly $35 every 2 weeks to a whole teacher's salary, sis was balling. Just look at your neighbor and say she was balling. In my mind, I had arrived. This was the big life. This was the promised land. And I had a problem. My 96 Ford Escort coupe was cramping my style. I didn't need a new car, but I wanted a new car. And for some reason, I felt that the car that I had spent the last 3 years with, the vehicle I had history with, it was reliable. It got me from point A to point B with no real problems. But I had arrived at this point in my life, and what got me there was no longer good enough. So in my haste to change, my haste to have everything except for what I had, I ended up with a beautiful new car. Man, it was shiny. It looked good. But the problem was, it didn't work as good as it looked. I got myself a lemon. I had a nice car, but it wasn't worth all that I lost. In our text today, we find the prophet Jeremiah speaking to Israel. Some folks who are on the heels of the very same thing. Jeremiah is commissioned to bring a word of correction to God's people. See, prophets gave words that would convict and draw to repentance those who were working against the heart of God in the earth. These days, we only want the kind of prophets who bring words of blessing and favor, and we only want to be the kind of prophets that declare blessings and favor because that's what people like to hear, but that's not really how it works. The prophetic tradition is one of boldness, of hard conversation, of speaking truth to power, to the end that the hearts of hearers will turn back to God, and Israel had forsaken God. And God has a word for them. Through Jeremiah, God says, listen, and God says, all of y'all, not just the five that were severely responsible, not just the few that did the worst, but God says, all of y'all, house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. See, this is after Israel reached the promised land. This is after they have come to their place of promise, after God has journeyed with them. They have failed to respond adequately to who God is. We started our worship series last week, and we've said that worship is our expression of who God is. Worship is humanity's response to who God is. Worship is an action word. It's an expressed feeling, and they had failed. I mean, the God they had history with, a God who had proven reliable over time, a God who had gotten them from point A to point B and some more for many generations, and now they made a bad trade. See, Israel with God was much like me with my Ford Escort. They had failed to consider some things, but since Israel lived through it and I lived through it, you don't have to. God sent you here to hear this sermon today. Here are some things, though, that you have to be thoughtful of, and some things for your careful consideration before you, too, make a bad trade. And the first thing is that you've got to consider the whole picture. Do you have a good enough reason to walk away? God says to them, what injustice have our fathers found in me that they've gone far from me and followed idols and become idolatrous? Understand this, that anything you worship other than God is an idol. Anything that it distracts or impedes your ability or willingness to worship, to yield your whole self to God, is an idol. And so before you walk away from the plan and the purpose of God for your life, before you walk away from your marriage, your career, or even the church, have you considered your history with it all? Or are you just making an emotional decision based on fleeting feelings or disappointment in the moment? But for Israel, based on their history with God, there was no reason for them to forsake him. There was no injustice found in God, but they failed to consider the whole picture, and they opted to set their affections on that which could never deliver at the same consistency or quality as their God. And in doing so, they became worthless themselves. Another thing I want you to consider is when achievement and increase and success show up in your life. Avoid making a bad trade by not getting brand new with what and who had a hand in bringing them to you and you to them. If it had not been for God, Israel would not have made it out of Egypt, let alone into the promised land. Here is Israel, though, for enjoying God's promise, the same God that they have forsaken. They have forsaken God, and they don't even miss God's presence. They don't even pause to say, where is the Lord who brought us out of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness? Where is the God who brought us through lands that no one passes through and lands where nobody lives, because they were in lands where nothing could survive, yet they were there. And yet we are here. But it was that God that made it happen, and they don't even miss God's presence. That they don't miss God's presence in their midst because they've made it. But when they made it in gratitude for what had been done on their behalf, resulted in them defiling the land that God gave them. that got brand new on God. And not even the priests, not even the ones whose business was the presence of God and communication with God, not even they cared. And I mean, if anybody is supposed to be concerned about where God is, it should be the priest. If anyone should be sensitive to the presence of, and for certain, the absence of God, it should be the priest. But nope. Not even those who were responsible for enforcing the law were in right standing. The people responsible for the law didn't know God. The text tells us that the rulers who were trusted to lead, they were chief among those who were sinning against God. The prophets, they just went ahead and started prophesying in the name of false gods and using their gifts for that which was not profitable for the plan of God in the earth. And the whole camp was messed up because they got brand new on the God who carried them. My brothers and my sisters, may I suggest to you today that gratitude is a major element of our worship lives. Gratitude is a powerful thing. Gratitude will make you do right by people long after they've done right by you. And you'd be surprised how many downfalls are the result of a lack of gratitude. But Israel got brand new. They got into the promised land, and instead of maintaining an attitude of gratitude, they made a bad trade. They turned away from their God. And finally, before you make a bad trade, be sure that what you're getting is indeed as good or better than what you're giving up. See, as a result of Israel's bad trade, God accuses them. Not just the generation to which Jeremiah is speaking, but even their children are cursed. Why? Because nothing under the sun is new. And as your children see you do, they will very likely do too. God is appalled by their choices. God is offended by their behavior. Y'all know what it's like, because it's happened to some of you. That you were good to somebody, you were better than good. They turn around and act like you did nothing for them. You see them and they don't speak, they don't mess with you anymore. They still owe you $20 and act like your mother never gave birth to you every time they see you. You wrote them a recommendation letter, showed up for them in their low moments, gave them bootstraps to pull themselves up on, and boom, once they make it, they get brand new. You're not enough. And God says, go to the coast of Cyprus. Go to Kedar and pay close attention. These, understand this, these are pagan nations. And they serve a God who can't do an ounce of what I have done for you, yet they've never snatched their allegiance. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you understand what's happening in the text today? God says, go check out the pagan nations. That their gods are not even close to as powerful as I am, yet they've never snatched their allegiance from their God. But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. They have traded their glory. They've misdirected their worship and their devotion. The presence of God and favor of God, they've traded it in for nothing. Somebody shout nothing. God even tells the heavens. Sometimes we've got to read the Bible and read it slow, right? Read it slow so that you can hear what God really, really is saying. God says, even tells the heavens, hey, y'all, be shocked. Be shocked and be desolate because we've never seen anything like this before. He's talking to the heavens. And what was this? This was, they made a bad trade. The same way that I traded in my reliable, always working, every time I turn the key would respond vehicle in for a vehicle that I felt would better suit me but wouldn't turn on all the time, had problems with the transmission that kept it out of commission more than it ever was on the road. In forsaking their God, they got something that was nowhere as good as what they were giving up. And I've told you to consider the whole picture. Do you have enough reason to walk away? Before you make a bad trade, make sure that when achievement and increase and success show up in your life, avoid making a bad trade by not getting brand new with what and who had a hand in bringing them to you and you to them. And be very sure Sister Sharon Lilly, be very sure. I mean, be very sure that what you're getting is indeed as good or better than what you are giving up. Get this, I'm getting ready to sit down. After 8 verses of laying out what Israel did, God sums up the problem. He sums up the problem, Mother Davis, in verse 13. We find, for my people committed 2 evils. What were the 2 evils? The 2 evils were they have forsaken me, a fountain of living water. What did they do? They dug out cisterns, Reverend Thorpe, for themselves, cracked cisterns that can't even hold water. Shiloh, may I suggest to you this morning that God takes it personal and that God even counts it as evil when we choose a path that leads to us living life at a deficit. What are you saying, Pastor Brown? What are you talking about? Well, they've forsaken a never-ending source of everything that they need and ever will need, and they dug out these cisterns for themselves. These cisterns that even if filled with what they needed could not supply what they needed for any length of time. They would always be living at a deficit because the way that they created with their own hands did not have the capacity to deliver at the level of their need. Can you come here real quick and we'll go home? Remember that car that I made the bad trade on? Well, when I got the new car, it broke my budget. Between the note and numerous repairs and insurance, I had to get a second job just to keep up because the burden for having it was all on me. But here's the part I didn't tell y'all, Christina, is that the first car, the reliable car, y'all still with me? Wave your hands if you're in the house and you're still with me. Marlene, don't touch anything on my mic. It's perfect just like it is. But the first car, the reliable one, the vehicle that I had history with, the car that didn't give me any problems, that car was in Harold Brown's name. Who is Harold Brown? Harold Brown is my daddy. And as long as I was driving that car, my father paid the note. My father covered the repairs. My father paid the insurance. Good day, Shiloh and friends. Thank you, Divine Nine, for stopping by today. There is no greater people than all of y'all in here and out there. But when you trade God in for lesser gods, whoever they are and however they are, when you direct your worship anywhere other than where it's supposed to go, you will always live at a deficit because no one and nothing else will ever be able to provide at the rate that your life really demands. And you'll always be putting in far more than you ever get out. But when you stick with God, or when you adequately respond to the character of God with your whole self, somebody shout, with my whole self, with my whole self, then you access a fountain of living water that does never, somebody shout, never, that does never, type it in the comments out there, never, it never runs dry, and it's a fountain that you don't have to create, a fountain that you don't have to labor for, a fountain that God freely gives. And when you align your whole life with God, God always fits the bill. But here's the thing. I did not say that it will always look like you want it to look. I did not say that life will happen in the timing that you want it to happen. I'm not promising you that in these days of our lives that we won't cry some tears and we won't cuss some cusses. But I know something about this God that we serve, and that is that come what may, He's worth keeping. Is there anybody in here this morning that came in here in the midst of a bad trade, but now you see the whole picture and this God has done you no wrong? I refuse to leave Him and go after worthless things, but I remember the goodness of my God down through the years, and I will
worship. I will worship. I will worship him and him alone. Things may be looking real good for you right now. You don't really have any big problems, and it might appear that you don't need him, but even in my good times, I will worship. I remember that it is this God who carried me through the lean times. He healed my body. He saved my soul. He delivered me from addiction. He loved me when you wouldn't. He showed up as a friend. He stuck closer than a brother. But this God has walked with me through some desert seasons. This God has kept me in some places people ain't supposed to survive. I remember and I'm grateful. I won't get brand new in my times of winning, and I won't get brand new in my times of waiting. Is there anybody in here who has concluded God is my God, and beside him there is none other, and I won't make a bad trade? Why are the folks who are in it for the long haul? Throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care, and say, I'm here to praise the Lord. The Lord who has walked with me. The Lord who has talked with me. The Lord who tells me that I am his own. I'm gonna worship whether you like it or not. I'm gonna worship whether I'm tired or not. Because when I worship, I leave his presence stronger. I leave his presence with more substance. I leave his presence transformed and ready to do greater works, greater grace, greater peace, greater works, greater joy. When I express my feelings toward God, I freely access a fountain jarlet of living water that never come the fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing my grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor. Daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a feather bind my wandering heart to thee. And this is my favorite line. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. But here's my heart. Here's my heart. Here's my heart. Anybody lift your heart to a holy God when I don't understand you. Here's my heart when I'm mad at you, God. Here's my heart when it's broken. Here's my heart. Take and seal it. Seal it for the court above. I won't make a bad trade. In good times, I'm with God. In bad times, I'm with God. In times I can't even classify, because they're just too strange. One thing that's for sure is I'm with God. I'm with God. And all that I am, all that I have, will respond to the character and the nature of God.
I know you thank God for your kids, but they're not your God. I know you thank God that he sent tall, dark, and handsome. No shade to the light-skinned brothers, but I got the mic. Tall, dark, and handsome. But that's not my God. I know you got the position. But that's... it's not God. And anything that takes away and impedes, distracts from your response to a holy God is idolatry. Don't you dare make a bad trade. Don't you dare make a bad trade. Come on, standing all over the building. Standing all over the building. I won't make a bad trade. What time is it, Jesus? I won't make a bad trade. If you're here today and you're saying, well, Pastor Brown, you talked about a bad trade, but what about a good trade? Well, I promise you that there is the best trade that there ever will be. I'll tell you about it. And it doesn't even cost anything. See, a bad trade will cost you a whole lot. Good trade costs you nothing. And here's the good trade, that today you can trade in your past for a new beginning. You want to know how it happens? Here's the terms of this trade. Scripture tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, Scripture also tells us that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, this best trade is called salvation. And we don't serve a God that says that you have to do everything right in order to come. We serve a God that simply says, whosoever calls upon my name. Maybe you have some bad habits. Well, come on. You might have a questionable past that you can't tell people about. Oh, well, Jingle Bell, come on. People might have told you, you can't come up in the church house like that. Come on. But I smoke cigarettes. Some of the people in here smoke weed too, but come on. What am I trying to say? I'm not saying smoke cigarettes or anything else. But what I'm saying is, whatever excuse you have for not coming to God is a non-issue for God. Just come. And so this is your opportunity. If you want to be saved today, would you come and meet these leaders? They're walking the aisles. These are some of the kindest people ever. And it's a good trade. You never lose on that trade. You get. You trade in your old life for life eternal. Scripture says, behold, I make all things new. Some of us need to be renewed. This is your opportunity. Then here's the second call, because every believer needs a church. I know people told you could be saved and not, and it's true, you can, but you won't grow as a Christian without a church, a body of believers, a pastor. I'm not perfect, but we'll have a lot of fun. And I'll be happy to be your pastor. But if you're here today and you're saying, you know what, I want to join the Shiloh Baptist Church. I want to connect and partner with these loving and amazing people. The heart of this church is open. Would you just step out in the aisle and come now? If you want to join Shiloh, you want to be a member here, come and meet us at the altar. And maybe you're online and you're saying, hey, don't leave me out. Just let us know. Our ministers are in the comments, and they'll be certain and happy and delighted to serve you in virtual space. Here at Shiloh, we've had people calling during the week saying, hey, I want to be a member. I want to join the church. And we don't discriminate, because your soul is more important to us than our traditions. And you might even be here and you're saying, well, I want to come, but I don't know these people like that, and I don't want to take that walk. Well, guess what? You can meet us in the lobby. Or the old church would say the vestibule. meet us in the lobby. You see what these leaders look like? They'll wait for you. And you can come and grab one of them and say, I want to join this church. And we'll be glad to serve you either way. Is that all right? Is there one man, woman, boy, girl, you want to connect with the Shiloh Baptist Church? All right, come on, put your hands together all over the building and give God praise. We're getting ready to go home. It's 10:39, standing all over the building. What do we have, Vincent, to go home on? What are we going home on today? Have y'all appreciated the ministry of music of the Shiloh Baptist Church? Our prayers are with all of those who are grieving, all of those who are in need of healing. You know who you are. We get a long list every week. And so you know who you are. And we're praying for you. We're loving on you. We're headed your way with pound cake and chicken and rice and all of those things. Because the church is going to be the church. And when the church does well at being the church, the world is a better place. And the church, understand, is not just what happens in here on Sunday mornings. But if you are a believer, wherever you go, you bring the church with you. And so, church, let's turn the world upside down this week. Every space we go into, may it never be the same because the church showed up. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with all of you now, henceforth, and forevermore. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let all God's people say amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord with gladness. Will all of the Divine Nine please come to the altar so we can just get a picture? If you don't mind, real quick, but I need you to come quick. Come real quick. All of the Divine Nine, come to the altar real quick. We're going to grab a picture. I just need you to come really quickly. Come real quick, and we'll get this picture.
God is God.